One Ha'ara. It's from the Hilgich Sam Sofer. It's a classic, Ben Benoishel classic, and it actually relates to this week's parsha. And that is the Chassam Sofer in his drushes. And this is in one of the Ches Tevois drushes. If you have the old drushes Chassam Sofer, so it's Daf Pei Vav Tor Beis. If you have the new drushes Chassam Sofer, it's Drush Yud Gimel. So the Chassam Sofer asked, he says, I don't understand. The brothers go to Yosef in Parshas Miketz, and they ask Yosef for food. He came from Egypt. The whole world is coming to Yosef at Tzadi. Everyone's trying to get food, and they're lining up like everybody else. They're trying to get food. And Yosef starts playing some hardball with them. He starts getting a little bit suspicious. He says, tell me a little bit more about yourselves. I don't know. I don't like what I'm seeing over here. And he tells him, you know, we were 12 brothers. One of them died. We have a little brother who's back at home, but it's the 10 of us here. And we're here. And Yosef says, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like there's some espionage going on over here. This is some covert intelligence mission. I'm getting very, very uneasy. He says, I'm telling you, that's not what it is. This is who we are. We're innocent chevra. We live in Canaan. We came here like everybody else because we don't have any. Says, you know what? I want you to prove it to me. He says, sure. What would you like us to do? Says, you claim you have a little brother. Go bring this little brother. And if you bring it, they look at each other. They know that this is not really going to work. But listen, if this is what he wants, this is what he wants. First, if you go through the psukim in even greater detail, puts them in jail, then only Reuven. The bottom line is, they realize the only Eitzah that we have over here is we're going to have to bring Binyamin. So the brothers go back, and they come to Yaakov, and Yaakov says, Nu, what happened? He says, listen, the only way this is going to play out is if we bring Binyamin. Now, in the meantime, he had sent food with them, right? But he had Reuven as a mashkin, and he says, Shimon. And he said, the only way that this is going to play itself out is if we're able to come back and we're able to bring Binyamin. Yaakov says, no way I'm giving you Binyamin. I already lost Yosef. I'm not giving you Binyamin. So Reuven stands up and Reuven tells his father, he says, Tata, he says, I'm telling you right now, you have nothing to worry about. I'm taking full achrayas. Eshnei vonai Thomas. I promise you, vani ashivenu eilecha. But Yaakov listened, it didn't matter. So then Yehuda comes, and Yehuda says, Anoichi ervenu, miyodi tibakshenu, imloi havi yosef eilecha, veitzaktiv lefonecha, vechatosi lechakol, ayomim kol, rabbis, afilo oilam haba, I'll give you everything. And finally, Yaakov had no choice, and he agreed, and he sends Binyamin, and of course, as they say, the rest is history. Freak the Hilgich Sam Sofer says, I don't understand, Reuven, evarvzach hazoi mit the kinder? Es Schnee Bonai Thomas, Yehuda, werft sich mit der Olam Haba, vichatossi lechakal ayomim. He says, what, Reuven's sons were so billig by him? Yehuda, he's willing to forfeit his old Olam Haba? Maybe he wasn't going to come back with Binyamin. How did he know it was going to play itself out? Where did this confidence come from? Azoy Freitach Sam Sofer says, I don't understand the confidence that Reuven and Yehuda had. You want to tell your father, please, I promise you, I'm going to try my best. Shnei Bonai Thomas. Sounds like Reuven was very sure. V'chotosi l'chakol ayomim. Right? Yehuda Shtickle put his foot in his mouth because all the years in the Midbar, right? Hayatzmois and the Gugol and Barin. Nechatesi. How did they know to go ahead and do this? So the Chassam Sofer Kedarki Bakoidish says a dover nifla. He says that in this week's parsha, in parshas Vayishlach, so Yaakov Avinu is preparing himself for his big encounter together with Esav. And the pasuk says Vayachatz Esav Asher Itoy, that he went, did Yaakov, and he divided the Am that was with him. Vesatzoyim, Vesabokor, Vehagmalim, Lishnei Machanois. He created two Machanois. Vayomer, he said, Im Yodai Esav Ela Machane Ha'achas Vehiko, Vahoya Machanisha Lefleita. Right? It made perfect sense. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. He diversified a little bit. So Vayachat says, Om Asheritoi, he said like this, if Esav attacks us from the north and we lose, but nu vaya machna nichshel afleit, at the very least there'll be Yidden living in the south and they're going to be saved. The Rabban in his Pirish on this pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu said vaya machna nichshel afleit, Omar zeh be'ulai, I mean, he didn't know for sure that the Machna Anisha was going to be Lefleita. He said, hopefully. Ki Omar Ula Yinotzel HaMachna HaEchad. Ki Be'akoyis HaEchad Yivruchu HaAcherim. He was hoping that that's the way it was going to play itself out. I mean, Yaakov says with confidence, V'hoya Machna Anisha Lefleita. Says, Rambam, but I don't think he was so confident. He said it B'Tayos Ulai. Ki Omar Ula Yinotzel HaMachna HaEchad. But stating that, says the Ramban, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, V'hoya machna anisha lefleita al korcho. This is for sure the way it's going to play itself out. Says the Ramban, how did Rashi know that? Al derech apshat, if you're going to learn, oimik pshutai shal mikra in the pasuk, I don't think that's what Yaakov's saying. So how does Rashi know that when Yaakov Avinu said, V'hoya machna anisha lefleita, what he meant was al korcho? Zog the Ramban, Vakavona Boze, Ki Yaakov Yodea, because Yaakov knew, She Ein Zaroi Kuloi Neufel B'Yad Esav, that it is impossible that all of his children would fall in the hands of Esav. Im Kain, if that's the case, what's going to happen? Im Yovai Esav El HaMachana Achaz Vihiko, Bal Korchoi, V'hoi HaMachana Nishal Afleto, Yinotzel HaMachana Echad Al Kolponim. It's guaranteed, this is the way it has to be. Rashi said Al Korchoi, because it was based on a Soyer that Yaakov Avinu had. Ki Yaakov Yodeya, Shein Zaroi Kuloi Neufel B'Yad Esav, the Hilgich Sam Sofer said, that this Haftacha, this Messiah that Yaakov Avinu had, Ki Yaakov Yodeya, Shein Zaroi Kuloi Neufel B'Yad Esav, it wasn't only Esav, but it's true, Bichlal, Yaakov Avinu knew that all his children could never be hurt. Some of them, yeah, but all of them never. It is impossible that Zaroi Kuloi would be Neufel B'Yad Esav or B'Yad anybody. There's a haftocha of a hoya machane hanisha lefleita. So the Chasam Sofer says that Reuven and Yehuda and the Shvatim, they were sitting and they made a cheshbon. They said like this. They said that we're in Mitzrayim now. This guy, I don't know who he is chepping with us. We're worried that he might be successful. I mean, he's going to wipe out 10 Shvatim? How could you wipe out 10 Shvatim? Yeah, because there's Vahoya Machna Nishal Afleta. Because Binyamin is back home with his father. And if Binyamin is with his father, Binyamin will be saved. And if that's the case, Klal Yisrael will go on, and it's going to happen through Zaroi Shel Yaakov, but which one of his children? Through Binyamin. So he said, you know, there's only one Eitz in the world. You know what the Eitz is? Let's get Binyamin along. Because if we have Binyamin, then we're all there. If we're all there, and we're together, he won't be able to chapel with us. You know why? Because it's impossible. Ki Yaakov Yodeya, Shein Zaroi Kulei Neufel B'Yad Esav, even B'Yad Yosef, says the Chasam Sofer. It's impossible. It is impossible. As long as Binyamin's not there, they will worried, because maybe the Binyamin is going to be the Vahoya Machna initial Afleta. But if Binyamin comes with us, then we're fine. And that's where the confidence came from. You want to know where the confidence came from? Reuven says, Shnei Banai Thomas. Yehuda says, V'chatosi l'chakal ayomim. It's because they knew that if Binyamin's with them, there's a haftacha. This Ramban in this week's parasha. Ki Yaakov Yodea Shein Zaroi Kuloi Neufel B'Yad Esav. And this is where the haftacha came from. So the Chasam Sofer goes right, the Kedarka B'Kodesh, and he says a few hours. I'm just going to mention two, very briefly. He says, V'ein Rochik, Liyashiv Kushyas Toysis B'Mesechtes Tainis Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Listen to this brilliance. Everybody knows that Yocheved was no Debein HaChoymois, right? If you count up the Jews, there's 69, but the Pasuk says it's 70. So Rashi brings Divrei Chazal that it was Yocheved, she's the 70th. We just had it recently in Yesh Noichlin, and she was Nolda Bein HaChoymois. Tosis asks Akasha that if Yocheved was Nolda Bein HaChoymois, and this Tosis is in Tainis Yud Aleph Amir Aleph, that means when was Yocheved conceived? 7 months earlier, 9 months earlier, right during the time earlier. Now this all happened during a hunger. It all happened during a Rav. And we know that it's also to be Meshamish Mita during Shnei Ra'avayim. It's a freak Tosfos Akasha that I don't understand. How is Yocheved Nolda Bein HaChoymois? That means that Levi, Yocheved's father, was Meshamish B'Tosai B'Shnei Ra'avayim. How is it possible? This is a great Akasha. Tosfos asks it. Rishonim asks it. Yosef talks about this. There's halachic implications. This is one of the great Chumash Kashas. It's a Tosfos and Chas. That how is Levi able to be Meshamish B'Tosai B'Shnei Ra'avayim? Listen to the words of the Chasam Sofer. Nearly. Shem Nisho Shenich Balat Sara. I believe that at the time that it was Nich Balat Sara, for Hutzra, when the Yidden were told that Binyamin had to go, at that point they had confidence that the Yeshua was going to come. because as long as Binyamin's not there, but now that Binyamin is going, so you know what that means? That means he can't be gechepet with. And if they can't be gechepet, that day became a day of simcha. The shimesh mitasai, and on that day, I mean, you have to be the chassam sofer to talk like this. Levi was mishamish mitasai, the nolda yoichevet im habonim hagoyalim moish aron and miriam. And takat the Yeshua came. That day when it's Deichat, your Binyamin has to go. And Yaakov is, what's going to be with my Binyamin? Oh, but the Shvatim understood that no. From the fact that even Binyamin is there, this is the grace to Yeshua. Because now you don't have the Binyamin. So they made that day a Yom Simcha. And Levi was Meshamesh Mitasai. And who was born? Aim Habonim Hagoyalim, the mother of Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam, which was where everything in the Gansi Yeshua, where everything was going to come from. And the Chassam Sofer then goes, and he says, and it's a big digression here in this drasha, but it's so nifledig, where he says that this is a klal in general, and that is that whenever the matzav seems so bleak, whenever the situation comes to the point where it seems like it's rock bottom, it's dafke at that point that really you should be besimcha. Because you know there's nowhere to go but up, right? But b'chlal, there's like a haftocha. When the situation seems so low, that's when you know that everything is going to be okay. The Chassam Sofer brings a pshat. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Madloi Nemar Nun Ba'ashrei. Why doesn't it say Nun Ba'ashrei? Mipnei Sheyesh Ba Ma'palosin Shal Soin Yisrael. Dechsiv Nafla Loi Soisiv Kum Besuas Yisrael. Pasuk in Amos, the Navi said, Klai Yisrael's going to fall and Klai Yisrael's never going to get up. And being that pasuk starts with the letter Nun, so Nun is Ma'palosin Shal Soine Yisrael, so it's for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan said, it doesn't say Nun in Ashrei. Ashrei is Aleph base, but it skips one letter, it skips Nun. B'marav, and then the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, Matarzi Lahachi, this is the way they used to teach this pasuk. They had a Chassidish to teach in the pasuk. They would say, Nafla, not Loi Soisiv Kum B'suas Yisrael, but Nafla, for Loi Soisiv Limpar. Nafla, when Klai Yisrael falls, it's never going to fall again. Klal Yisrael is going to stand up. This tight. Then the Gemara says, Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak, filu hachi, chazer David, samchem beruch hakodesh, right, even though it doesn't say Nun ba'ashrei, but David HaMelech was samchem beruch hakodesh, because it says, doesn't say Nun, but what does it say by Samach? Soimach Hashem l'chol noiflim. He preempted it. This is the first Rav Nachman by Yitzchak mentioned in Shas. This is the epic shtickle that we once spoke out from the Tzaddik, Rabbi Shemaiah Morgenstern, who said that just like the Svar Makdoshim say that the first time a word is mentioned, it has in it the full toichen and essence of that word. The first time a Tanur and Amir is mentioned in Shas, you get to know the toichen and the essence of that person. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's first memory in Shas is and that's why Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is always giving chizik, and that's the Indian as mebagegin zich with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that's brought down from the Rebbe from Lublin. A whole raidban on this, not for now. But the bottom line is, in my Rav, they used to teach the pasuk nafla. And the Chassam Sofer said, what's Pashup Pshat in this? So he said he heard a pshat, that the pshat is nafla. If a person falls, and lo yisoysif, and he can't fall anymore. When a person falls so low, there's only one way to go, and that is up. And that's the Kum B'Suas Yisrael. That's the Oymik. Truth is, this Vart comes already from the Goyin. The Goyin in Aderes Elio says this. And he says it's almost Muchach the Pshat, because Nafla Loi Soisef Linpal, if you didn't get up, so obviously Loi Soisef Linpal. The Goyin says it's in Aderes Elyon, Parshas Hazino. Either way, this is the Vart that the Chassam Sofer said, that when a person falls, he can fall sometimes so low that you know for sure there's only one place to go from here. The only place to go from here is up. He says, maybe that's Pshat. You know, we know that we fast on the day that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed, right? Same Gedalia. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Lamed, you know what this comes to teach us? Sheshkulam Mises Sadikim Kisreifas Beis Alikeinu. Right, Misa Sadikim is like Sreifrei Techsam Sofer, and I think this kasha is a very, very obvious kasha if you're in tune to some of the history that went on in that time. Right, Gedalia ben Achikam's death was the nail in the coffin, so to speak, of Churban Bayis Rishon. Right, because even after the Churban, there was still a yishuv of Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael, and Gedalia ben Achikam was the leader of that yishuv. And as soon as he was killed, it all came to an end. So Techsam Sofer asks such a posh at the kasha. He says, the reason we fast for Gedalia ben Achikam is because Misa Sadikim is like Sreifa Space Alikenu. Who said it has anything to do with the Misa Sadikim Shabbat? It's because this was the nail in the coffin. This is the end of the Churban. So of course that's why you fast. You fast because it's all over now. No, it's just the opposite. The fact that it's all over is not a reason to fast. The fact that it's all over is a reason to celebrate. When the Yidden reached rock bottom in Mitzrayim, Levi was Meshamash Mitasai, and Yecheved was born. Aim Habonim, the mother of the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. Why? Because if you're so low, there's only one place to go, and that's Kum Suvos Yisrael. He says, must be the reason we fast Soim Gedalias for something else. It's because it's Misa Sadikim. Ula Medcha, Sheshkulam Misa Sadikim, Kisrefas Beis Alikenu. What do you mean? The Pashup Pshat, of course, every Pshutei Shal Mikra person will tell you. The reason we fast for Soim Gedalias is because that was the end. Soptach Sam Sefer Chazala being Megala to you. There is no such thing as the end. Klai Yisrael can't be wiped out. And because Klai Yisrael can't be wiped out, that couldn't have been the reason. Fakir, that's a reason to celebrate. When things are so bad, it's a cause for celebration. Why then do we fast? Oh, must be because it's Misa Sadikim. And Misa Sadikim must be on the level of Srinathas Beis Elokeinu. He says one last thing, we're going to end with this. And he says, what's Exhibit A for this? Right, yeah, somebody asks you, what's Exhibit A for this idea? That if you see a situation that's so bad, that's a reason to rejoice. It's a reason to celebrate. It's a reason to be metzachek, giving it away. It's the last Gemara of a Masechta, right? It's the last Gemara of Masechta's Makis. The Gemara says, Shuv pa'am achas, but listen to this taich. Hoya oilin Yerushalayim, ein beis medrash b'lechidish. Once upon a time, the Gedolei HaTanon, they were oilin Yerushalayim. They came to Harat Soifim, Mount Scopus, Karu Big Day, and they tore their clothing. When they came to Harabayas, Ro Shual Sheyotzi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, they saw a shul that left from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as soon as they saw that, those Chachamim, who were the Chachamim? It was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was Rabbi Yeshua, it was Rabbi Gamliel, they all started to cry. But Rabbi Akiva, who was with them, he started to laugh. So Rabbi Akiva looks at them and he says, did something just happen? Did I miss something? Like, why are you crying? They told him, Makim Shakasuv Bai, the Azara Karev Yumas, the Akshav Shualim Hilchu Bai Valay Nifke. We're at a place where a czar, you could be the Gadol Adar, but you couldn't go there. You were Chayiv Misa if you went there. And now I see a fax that's coming from that place. How can we not cry? He says, that's exactly why I'm laughing. He said, because there were two nevuas. There was a nevua that Zechariah said, and there was a nevua that was said by Uriah. And the Navi seems to juxtapose the two nevuas, and it's not clear what the juxtaposition is. He says, let me tell you what the oimik is. Uriah said, he said that the churban is going to come to a point where it's going to be so bad. He says that the Makam HaMikdash will be plowed the way people plowed a field. Zechariah said, Oyesh v'skenem v'skenes b'rechoyves Yerushalayim. V'ish m'shantay b'yodim y'rev yomim. U'rechoyves ha'ir y'molu y'lodim v'ylodos m'sachakim b'rechoyves ha'. He said, we had a Nevuah that talks about how low we're going to fall. There was a Nevuah that talks about how great we're going to fall. So Rabbi Akiva turns and he said, actually, in the sky, until Uriah's Nevuah was Niskayim, I was worried, Shemalei Tiskayim, Nevuah's Nishal Zechariah. Maybe Zechariah's Nevuah will never happen. But now that I see Uriah's Nevuah was Niskayim, and now I know for a fact, so I look at the Makam HaMikdash, I see the Shul Yotzeh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And you know what my hergish is? Oid yesh v'uskenem v'uskenes b'rchoyves Yerushalayim. He says, no, that's why I'm laughing. Now please explain to me why you're crying. With Beloshin Azeh Amrulay, it was with these words, that they responded to me. They said, Akiva nichantanu, Akiva nichantanu. Sedech Samsoifu, what's the oimik? The oimik is because when the situation gets so bad, when something hits so rock bottom, it's a time for celebration. Because you know that the Yeshua is going to come. When there's Vahaya Machna Nisha Lefleta, that's when you don't know. But when Binyamin is also taken into captivity, when the situation is to the point where Fakert, where even Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. So now you know there's going to be a Gula. At this point, you know there's only one place to go, Kum Besulis Yisrael. And when Rabbi Akiva saw what had taken place, so what did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva left because he was able to see in the captivity of Binyamin, so to speak, so the Chasam Sofer in this drasha, he taiched. He said at the end of Eicha, this is how we're going to end. It says, Al zeh hoya dava libeinu, al elo choshchu einenu. Al har tzioin shesh shomeim, shu alim hilchu boy, ato Hashem lo oilom teishev, kisachu l'dor v'dor. So the Chasam Sofer says that what we say in Eicha is, al zeh hayo dovel yibeinu al elo choshchu einenu. They didn't look at the golos and all the tzoros that they've had, and they say we cry over it, our the heart stood very. Al zeh hayo dovel yibeinu al elo choshchu einenu. The Eugens and in Finster. But then we go right and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har Tzion Sheshome. He says, Har Tzion is empty. Shualim Hilchubai. The fox has already emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We've hit rock bottom. What happens when you hit rock bottom? What's supposed to happen? It's supposed to be Oydeyesh Vuskeinim Vuskeinois Berchoyves Yerushalayim. It's time already. Isn't that what Rabbi Akiva taught us? Isn't that what the Chasam Sofer taught us in this drasha? That when a person falls, that you can't fall further, so now you have to go up. But what do we say? Ato Hashem. But yet we look around, you know what we see? That you are Kadosh Baruch Hu la'olam teishev. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're sitting. Oh, but the skeinim and the skeinois berchu v'chayvitz Yerushalayim, they're not sitting. It's Ato Hashem la'olam teishev. But you promised oid yeshu that we're going to sit. What happened to that haftacha? Yeah, kisachu is l'dor v'dor. We know that. Of course, ato Hashem lo'olam teishev. But what happened to the haftacha of yesh v'skeinu v'skeinus? That was the hergesh of Chasam Sofer. That's what we say. We say, al zeh ha'yodav li'beinu al elo chashko einenu. It's so bad. It's worse than bad. Al hartzien shashomim shu'alim hilchu boy. It's rock bottom. It's mamish. It's not negay anymore. And if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva mitzachek. And the Chachamim were moida. They said, Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva nichamtonu. And if that's the case, what's supposed to be? We should be sitting. It should be oyd yeshvu, skeinim uskeinus b'chavis v'shalayim. It should be v'isham mishante b'yodim yirav yomim. But we haven't been zoicha to that yet. You know what we have? We have is Ato Hashem lo'olam teishev. That's not shayach. But that's not what the promise was. And that's the way we end. Lama lo netzach tishkochenu tazvenu lo'erich yomim hashivenu Hashem eilecha v'nashuva chadish yimenu kekedem. We should talk about zoicha to'oid yeshvu uskeinim uskeinois b'chayvois Yerushalayim misha oma lo'olam oidai yoyim eletzare seinu dai. Which should be Zoicha to be as Gael Tzedek, and here be Amenu Amen.